Okay. What 89A at the top of the page. So we just said that if you have a crop whose seed decomposes, even if you have 100 rows of truma, and normally if you have just straight truma, gidulei truma is truma, but that's a din d'rabbanan, as we mentioned. Gidulei truma, truma is a din d'rabbanan. Therefore, if even one row was chulin and it got mixed up and you don't know which row was chulin, so we said they're all mutter. Special kula. Okay? On Rabbi Yossi's Isomara, so what do you see?
Is this the replanted row or is it the original?
This is, we're talking about Gidulei Truma.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the original, the first wave.
First crop.
It's only also, the key to remembering this is you remember that we're talking about it's decomposed, right? So it doesn't exist at all. And therefore, the whole din is a din drabbanan. And whenever there's a kula, we're going to look for kulas. The kula over here is if one row is chulin and it gets mixed up, that we're matter the whole thing, even though it's 100-1 in favor of truma. Doesn't make a difference. Now, we're going to now derive from this rule another rule. Now, let's review a rule that we knew before, that in the case of bittul of truma, that is to say, if you had one saw that fell into 100 saw of chulin, what's the rule?
Bottle.
It's bottle, and what do you have to do? You take a saw out, and that saw has a din of truma. That's what the English here is calling replacement truma. So that saw, let's suppose you had 100 of those. So let's say you had 100 cases of 101 where you had to be mala one saw, and that saw had to be replacement truma. You had 100 of those saws, and then you had one saw of chulin gets mixed up with all of those 100 saw. That's what he's going to say. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Zoy Samaras, Hoylefon of Meya saw. Ha'olos mitoch meya saw. If you had 100 saw of those replacements, which came from 100 saw, meaning you had 100 such saw, right? Va'acha shachulin, nischal fulay, is mutaris. They're all mutter. This halacha, you see that when something becomes, has a din of truma midrabanan, because that's after all, gidulei truma, truma is a din drabanan. The din that you have to be mila one, and the rabbanan took the one that you were mila and gave it a din truma, that's clearly a din drabbanan, because min araisa chav trei batel, all you need is rov. In 100, one takeout, we're really doing it only because of gezel hashevet, but the fact that we give it a din truma, that's a din drabbanan. So therefore, it could be batel in a taruvus, even though it's 100-1 in favor of truma. Okay? Okay, that's step number one. Now we're going to go to Rabbi Yochanan.
Are we assuming is that because it decomposes, so therefore it really is a weak truma?
Yeah, it's a truma drabbanan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tamon, now we're going to go to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went ahead and extended this even a little further. So truma sha'olam mitoch meya. Again, you had the saw of truma, which had been separated from 100 saw of chulin, and that fell into other chulin. This is. Wait a second, let me shut this off. Sorry. Shut off the line. Sure. You have a saw of truma that was separated from the 100. A regular. We only have one, right? So chulin kol shehein mevatlan osa. Any amount of chulin can be mevatl it.
That one saw that you put aside,
it could fall into other chulin, it's mevatl it. V'hocha, therefore, here too, in the case of the growth of truma, so if you have leakate, you harvested the growths, right? In other words, we're saying gedulei truma truma. So you harvested the gross. Now you have your truma. Now what happens? You get a taruvis of some chulin falls into that. So then what? Kol shehein, even a small amount, mutarim, it's permissible. This is a little bit more of a chiddush than Rabbi Yossi, because in Rabbi Yossi's case, it sounded like you had ahas shochulin, you had one saw of chulin. Here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying even on mashahu, a very small amount, an insignificant amount of chulin, and that's also mavatul. But it's the same principle. Okay. Yeah. Right, and that's the bracket says over here in 9, the second brackets. There's a lot of brackets after brackets in these footnotes. There's one point that I failed to point out to you before. That was in footnote 3. There's a Tosefta that really tells you really there's a key to this as well. The Tosefta says that if you took the truma, the replacement truma, and you planted it, right? Your mila, right? You have 101. It was one saw of truma fell into 100 chulin, and it became batel. And your mila, one saw, and it became truma. And then you planted that one saw. The Tosefta says, that's not gedulei truma. That gedulin, that's all chulin, because that saw is only a din drabanan, right? So that's the Tosefta he quotes over here. The replacement truma is planted, its growths are permitted. Yeah, so therefore, that really brings it home that the replacement truma is just like the gedulei truma. That's the point here. We're making a tzad hashava between the din of our Mishnah and the din of replacement truma. Replacement truma and gedulei truma are exactly the same. That's the yisod of our Gemara.
It's cool.
No. In other words, at the point that they grow or that they're replaced, then they're truma, right? Gedulei truma, the replacement truma, kala, the truma, they're on bottom, both. In either case, if it gets mixed up in the taruvus, or if you were to replant the replacement truma saw, it whatever grows is chulin. Okay. There you go. So that's it. Now, Adkan, we were talking about where the seed was, but was decomposing. Now we're going to go to where it does not decompose. So
the only example we have so far is onions.
We're going to use onions.
Garlic.
We're going to use onions for now. We love to stick with onions.
We said
the Mishnah gave 3 examples. Remember that? It was a long time ago. It was in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda had a discussion about shum, whether it was because it was like barley. Remember? Okay. Kamod Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're on 89a2. Kamod Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tamon. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said in the fifth parak, when it came to, and it was a long time ago, but if you remember, it said if you had truma grain that fell into chulin grain. And remember, we talked about the grades of grain. There are certain types of grain that's a higher grade. What's the difference between low grade and high grade? That low grade, the way we explained it scientifically, was low grade is because it's got a lot more air because worms have consumed some of the insides. So it doesn't produce as much flour when you grind it. High quality grain, it's full and it produces a lot of flour.
Dense.
It's more dense, right? So we said that Rabbi Yochanan said it then, if you had truma that fell into chulin, then if the chulin is of a higher grade, and milling the grain would therefore what? Cause it to become
more than
in the sense that it becomes over 100, I think.
Yeah.
So it will, where it will nullify the truma. So tochein umatre, you can lechachila be tochein the grain, even though you know by being tochein the grain, it's going to be mevatalet. That's not a problem. Why do we say this far? Because since if what you end, what you're going to end up doing with this grain is going to give it to the kohen anyway, and in the kohen's reshus, what's he going to do? He's going to grind it. So we're going to end up with the same volume anyway. It's inevitable that it's going to become greater. So therefore, he allows us to push back the process to when it's an arishus. Okay? So here too also, in the case of truma growths of species whose seed does not compose, so by onions, the same should be true. That is to say, i.e., one should be permitted to harvest all the rows and nullify the truma and permit everything to a non-kohen. The Gemara is asking a kasha here. The Mishnah said, remember, the Mishnah said, the med, that we said one row of chulin against 100 rows of truma. That it's batal and it's all mutter. That's why if it's going to be decomposing. But if it's a species that does not decompose, then the Mishnah says even 100 rows of chulin and one row of truma will be aser. The whole thing becomes aser. Now, the Gemara is asking a kasha. Normally, what do? You're going to harvest the whole field. So just like over there, Rabbi Yochanan says that since you're ultimately going to grind it and it's going to make it become misrabe, we allow you to do that now without having to wait for the Kohen. So here too, let the guy harvest all the rows. We'll end up with a 100-to-1 ratio. And the truma would be batal. Why does the Mishnah disallow that? Because of the Isra of Eim Avatlan is Lachachilo. You hear the kasha? Get this kasha. Hear this kasha well.
I thought it was because it doesn't decompose.
Not decomposing will not prevent bittul. If I have 100 saw of chulin onions and one saw of truma onions, it's going to be a bottle.
In other words, dealing with it the normal way is not considered bittul intentional.
Right. That's basically the kasha. Okay? Has everybody got the kasha?
No.
The kasha is that Rabbi Yochanan, in that halacha, in the fifth parak, he allowed you to take higher quality chulin, grind it, and it because even though right now it's not in a state where you have 100-to-1, but it's a little bit less than that. It's, let's say, 99-to-1. But if you grind the good quality chulin, it'll be nisrabe, so that it'll be over 100-to-1 ratio of the chulin, of the truma. So he allows it because it's ultimately going to be ground in Rishos Kohen. He allows you to move back the grinding to your Rishos, right? That, you understand that law, right? So that then tells me that I can look at the ultimate outcome of this tefuah. So then by the 100 rows of chulin, allow the guy to go ahead and harvest the field, and he will end up with 100-to-1 ratio against the onions.
When it's harvested, it's batel.
Let it be batel.
So it doesn't make a difference whether it's a seed that's going to decompose or not decompose.
When you harvest it, it doesn't make
the
a
Mishnah,
difference.
One second. The Mishnah says there's a big difference. If it decomposes, you can have 100 rows of truma and one row of chulin, and it's batel.
Right.
If it's something that does not decompose, then even if it's 100 rows of chulin and one row of truma, it's not batel.
As long as it's in the ground.
As long as it's in the ground. If you harvest it with the intention to make it batel, we say it's aser. Because aim of atlas lachachila, Frank the Gemara. Why? Rabbi Yochanan said there's no problem aim of atlas lachachila if that's the ultimate state in which it's going to be found. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers like this. Alumdus. Come on. There's a difference like this. Over there in the case of the truma grain, mizeh umizeh olabiyada. When you take out a scoop of grain and throw it into the grinder. When you're scooping out that grain, you've got the good quality chulin, and you've got the poor quality truma, and there is a taruvas at the same time. So therefore, since you're dealing
with... it's 100 to 1.
Right. And ultimately, you'll become 100 to 1. But the point is, in the process, when you're pulling out, when you're starting to process that grain, you've got mizel and mizel lebiyoda. You've got both types. Bram hocha, but over here, in the case of the rows, you're going to only be able... You can't harvest two rows at once. Each row is harvested independently. That's the way it works, right? So each plant is harvested independently. So you're going to harvest one row. As soon as you harvest that first row, it could be that that first row was the truma row. Again, we're talking about one row of truma against 100 rows of chulin. If the first row you took was truma, so now all I have in my hands now, in my bucket, in my basket of onions, I have only truma onions. Mm-hmm. Right here. I only have truma onions. So now when I do the next row, you're being mavatel isalech hakila. It's more chomer. The bitl isalech hakila is more chomer because in the metzias, it's a possibility that you had first truma, and now the next one that you take is going to be cholin, and that'll be a bitl.
Even if you don't know.
But we're going in possibilities.
But it's not going to be bitl until the last. Their last row, right?
That's correct. But the reason why we can't just wait for that is because right away, at the beginning, you're stuck with a problem. After row one, you are stuck. That's why it's usher.
On the footnote, the Rav Kanievsky says a good thing. He says that by the grinding, the Kohen is going to do the same thing. He's going to scoop and grind together the chulin and the truma.
Right.
By harvesting, not necessarily. He could take the truma, eat it, and then harvest the chulin. So it's not necessarily you can become a tarogit.
But he doesn't know which is the truma.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's possibility. Not necessarily going to do the function of harvesting and mixing everything together. From his perspective, he could eat truma, he could eat chulin. So if he takes the first row that's truma, he's going to harvest that. Go home, and then the next day he'll go and he'll harvest the rest of the chulin. He doesn't care.
Correct.
By chena, he's going to scoop together the chulin and the truma together. He's not going to separate it.
Right.
He can't.
Okay, let's go on, Rabbi Shai. Bram hocha, kol ha-tevel olav yoro. All the tevel is going to come up in his hand. Since the truma row contains only truma growths, if he should chance to pick that one row, he will have in his hand just truma and not a mixture. Okay? Now, based on this, see what I wanted to say. There's one point I want to say over here. Okay, the Gemara's going to speak this out. So then the Gemara concludes the following. On 89A3 at the bottom of the page. Bishalikate me'achas. This is talking about if you only picked one row, right? Avalem likate mishtehen. If you did two or more rows, in other words, before you realized that there was a problem of truma and chulin here, you would already pick two rows.
Is that what it said? Or is it if you did two at the same time?
No, you.
Said you can only do one row at a time.
You ended up doing it that way, right? Once, right?
It means that he didn't realize.
He didn't realize it. Okay, so that's the 2021. If you look at the footnote, so even if he's already picked one row, he cannot go and pick the produce of other rows because it's no mixture. And number 21. Once he picks two rows, he surely has a mixture of truma and chulin, because you know you only had one row of truma and 100 rows of chulin, so you for sure have chulin, for sure. So you can continue.
It's like that case.
Right. Then it becomes like the truma, like the grain case. Correct. Okay.
It says to the variant that there is such a thing as picking more than one together, one at a time.
Yeah.
Ready to pick all the rows at once, or even just two of them, to be allowed to pick them all by a row.
Then that should be allowed. sorry, they do everything.
I don't know, I didn't look at that one. Okay, let's go to Peitas on base before we run out of time. So now, the next thing is like this, right? So we said that Gedulah, Gedulah not Asurin. That is to say, even if we're talking about Tevel, right? Let's go back to the din of Tevel. Gedulah Tevel is Mutter. Where it's Zarei Kola. Lo ein Zarei Kola, then Afilo Gedulah, Gedulah not Asurin. Remember, that's what we said. That's the Mishnah. If you have Tevel, that's ein Zarei Kola, then even Gedulei Gedulin is Osir.
How far?
The fact that we're at Heichan, until what point? So the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, now Sholosh Gemara is Asuras, and Harvias Mataras. That's three times. So you plant the first group, they grow, and then you take those Gedulin and you plant those again. That's Gedulei Gedulin. That's Osir. They grow, you plant them again. That's the third run. They're Osir also. But then the fourth one, you plant those, the fourth output is mutter.
Does it say why?
By that time, and it seems to be.
Is that a bittle?
It says that the third crop.
There's not much left.
So little left.
The growth. Every time you get to the fourth time.
But it said.
Great-great-grandfather.
It says, by this point, no significant amount of the original tevel is still left. That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you whether there was a din, you know, that this was modeled after. I don't know. Now, there's a whole sugi here about the gedulin mimavata leikur, but that you have to see footnote 3 for that. We don't have time for it now. Okay. Now, That first part that we just talked about was Tevel. Now we're going to talk about Gedulei Gedulin of Truma. Now remember, Truma has a Chumra over Tevel, right? What's the Chumra? Gedulei Truma is Truma. Gedulei Tevel is Chulin, normally, right? So I'm talking about where it's Zarei Kola. We have a chumra of truma over chulin. That what? That the gedulin, where it's zarei kola, is usher by truma, is mutter by chulin. So gedulei tevel is mutter, gedulei truma is truma. So now we're talking about where it's ein zarei kola. So since we just said that in that case, the gedulei gedulin are usher up until the revius. Is the din of Gedulei Gedulin of Truma, where it's Ein Zarei Kola, what's the rule there? Is that also going to be for Revius? Or do we say, since there's a Chumra by Truma, by Gedulin, where it's Ein Zarei Kola, so there'll be a Chumra by Ein Zarei Kola as well? And the Gemara's going to just basically say, yeah, it's one stage further. So instead of four, it'll be five. Okay, that's basically the Gemara. Rav Shmuel bar Avduma bar Kumi Rav Mana, b'truma ad kama. What about by truma? Amar lei asu garn harvias kagarn reishayna. That is to say, the fourth crop is like the first crop. Ma garn harishayna davar shazari kol b'truma asu b'tavol mutar. Just like the first garn is, if it's kol by tavol, it's mutar. By truma, it's asur. So Afgar and Harvias with Darsha in Zarei Kola b'Truma also b'Tevel Mutar, meaning that just like we see Truma has a Chumra over Tevel, that one, in other words, one level, it's one level more Chumra, right? Because the Gedulin are Aser by Truma, and the Gedulin are Mutar by Tevel. So you see one level, it's more Chumra, so the Gemara is just going to add one level to the Gedulin. And therefore, the fifth one will be. I think that's what it says over here. Right? And that's what it says in footnote 7. Ma islach. What other species do you have whose seed does not decompose? It's kind of like Shamsi's question over here. Rabbi Yossi Rabbon, you're going to have kalufsin. They're known as kalufsin, which they say it might be something that's like a cabbage family. It might be the edible root of an Egyptian plant. It's not clear.
What happened with the
loaf and the
gemara?
Yeah,
you have loaf, shum, and p'talat.
Besides that, he's asking.
So the gemara, why did the gemara ask a kasha?
Oh.
Right? The Mishnah stated that examples of species whose seeds does not decompose is loof, garlic, and onions. The fact these are listed as examples implies there are other species of produce that fit this classification. So it's kagon, right? So it says, what is kagon, these three? Well, what else is there? So the answer is this stuff. Whatever. Let's end the Gemara with the final thing with Rabbi Yehuda, saying that shum is like sa'arim. Remember what we said? We said this, we spoke this out already. So this Gemara, going quickly. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says that shum is like barley?
Yeah.
So either it means he's arguing on the Tanakhama. Tanakhama said that shum is a davar she'ein zarei kala, and he's saying, no, it's like sa'arim, so it is zarei kala. Or is he saying that if the shum is the size of a sar, then it is so small that he considers that zarei kala? If it's larger than that, he agrees with the Tanakhama. That's what the Gemara is going to say right now. Up until the size of a sar is like something that does decompose. And once it gets larger than that, it's like sarim regardless of the size. Adkan.
Isn't that a messias? Can't they investigate that and then see
what? You know who asked this? He brings down that kasha from Tiferes Yisrael in 11, footnote 11. Tiferes Yisrael wonders how there could be a dispute about something that can be ascertained by checking. He does not suggest an answer. So that's a kasha. Go ahead.